Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hey, this is LNP 149. My biggest nightmare client and what I learned from him. Business intuition is a lot like clinical intuition. You learned as a clinical nurse that some nurses have intuition about a patient. They might say, something is not right with this person, I need to get help. There may be subtle signs of a change. Something is off. The concerned nurse mobilizes the healthcare team to get the patient the attention he needs. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about one of the biggest nightmare clients I ever dealt with and what it cost me. You have business intuition. Adriana Huffington, the co-founder, president, and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post Media Group, discusses the role of intuition in her book called Thrive. She makes the point that we are surrounded by noise. We need to shut off the noise by practicing meditation, yoga, and mindfulness so we can listen to our intuition. In a business setting, you make decisions about prospects and clients and may not even be aware of the nonverbal signals that influence you. Listen to your business intuition. Here's an example. An attorney calls you about a case. He gives you a hurried explanation about the facts, but lingers over the questions regarding your rate and turnaround time. You get the impression he's shopping around, trying to find somebody who will charge him the lowest rate. Your instincts and business intuition tell you that he will be a troublesome client. It is his tone, the pace of his voice, that triggers your intuition. Business intuition helps you to pick up on subtle signs that may not seem obvious. Your gut tells you that you should not work with this client. A second attorney calls you to discuss her case. She's warm. She's interested in what you have to say, and she's enthusiastic about what you have to offer. She's respectful. She doesn't interrupt. She has a good grasp of the facts of her case. You look forward to working with her. Where's your intuition? Adriana Huffington points out, it is incredibly easy to get disconnected from your intuition. The pressures of bringing in work, of needing to be busy, of saying yes when you should be saying no, can cause you to disregard your intuition. And then you will let a troublemaker into your business that will cost you money. Every successful legal nurse consultant runs this risk, and almost all wish they had listened to their business intuition's warning signs. Before I continue with the show, I'll take a minute to share a resource that will make it even easier to create those solid relationships with your clients. I have a lot of tips in my book, How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, Top Tips for Success. You've gotten your legal nurse consulting business started, you've gotten clients, and you want to sustain your success. Business development and client management are intertwined. Both are necessary for a stable business. In this book, I tackle how to control your money and your goals and to subdue the evil twins of procrastination and perfectionism and to get more done through outsourcing. You can reach a stressed-out state as a business owner. I share tips for managing your stress and your health. Are you ready to hire an employee? I added a chapter on interviewing and hiring. The second part of the book really focuses on tools and techniques for deepening your relationships with your clients. This is where you discover how to deepen those situations. You will find out how to win over and retain the clients you want, and recognize those who are too much trouble. Mastering negotiation and business communication and conflict are essential. And I show you how. This is the book to use to build a stable foundation for your business. Get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use a 25% discount code with the word listened. Put that in the coupon box during checkout. And now let's return to the show. Some of our greatest lessons are learned in the most painful way. Little did I know the first time I met Walter Foreman, which is not his name, that he would create so much havoc in my legal nurse consulting business. He was my nightmare client. We believed we were good at spotting problem clients. We thought our systems were strong enough to protect us from most foreseeable trouble. We were wrong. The subtle red flags were there right at the beginning. Walter called to say he needed an expert witness to review care his mother received in the hospital. He implied he was an attorney, but when he got to our office, we found out he was not. He explained his wife was an attorney and she would handle the case, but he was there to deliver the medical records and retainer. Although Walter presented himself as the courier, he was so much more. Here were the warning signs of my nightmare client. Walter wanted to know in advance how much time the expert would spend. He said he was footing the bill because his brothers did not have money. We anticipated having collection issues. We were right. When Walter brought the medical records, he insisted the expert only had to review a few pages. The records were a disorganized mess. We insisted our expert had to have the full file and that we would organize it for the expert. He reluctantly turned it over. Walter was very emotional. He sobbed in my bathroom after describing how his mother died. As time went on, we found out his wife was not a medical malpractice attorney, had never worked as an attorney, and knew very little about how to handle the case. The attorney was the daughter-in-law of the decedent. We've seen objectivity can be lost in the few cases we've handled involving an attorney pursuing a case involving a family member. The nightmare's client's smiles turned to screams. Our nursing expert witness found liability and wrote a report. Walter was thrilled with her conclusions and told me we were the best LNC firm in the state. A few days later, Walter screamed at me when he got the bill. He was outraged that we charged him for turning his disorganized record into a coherent one. He talked over me when I tried to respond. I said to Walter, "When we talk, we need to take turns. I listened to you. I didn't interrupt you. Now it's your turn to listen to me." He calmed down. He promised he would not lose control again. I was unnerved by his behavior. I offered to refund his money and let him find another expert. He insisted he wanted our expert. We were the best. I insisted to Walter that we needed to deal with his wife, the attorney, and not family members. Fat chance. In our next phone call, Walter asked us for a referral to a physician expert to review the case. He came to our office to bring a check, and he again cried in the bathroom. The physician we referred to him did not find liability. Walter was deeply disappointed. And he called me to scream at me about the expert. "You promised me the doctor would help." Walter, I promised he would look at the file, but I did not promise I could predict his conclusions. Walter found another physician expert who said what he needed. Then our expert had to be deposed. When it was time for the nursing expert to be deposed, following our standard practice, we asked for the pre-deposition retainer. Walter insisted that our expert not spend more than an hour to prepare, even though she had received new material and she had to re-review the file. I talked to Walter's wife, the attorney. I reminded her that she was our client and we were supposed to be dealing with her and not her husband. She agreed the expert could take the time she needed to be prepared. Meanwhile, she found a co-counsel who understood medical malpractice law. When Walter saw the invoice for the deposition, he called me and he screamed, "I told you she could not have more than 1 hour to prepare. This is outrageous." And he said a whole lot more, including threats to badmouth my business. This time he was out of control, and he would not listen to anything I tried to say. He refused to pay the invoice. When I called his wife to remind her that she was our client and to describe his bullying behavior, she said, "We are no longer living together. He pays the bills and I handle the case." We were caught in an impossible situation with an angry man in charge of payment who would not pay the invoice, an attorney who was our client but was not effective in getting payment for us, and a messy marriage breakup, which should have been none of our business. I now took a step that had never been necessary before. After discussion with my business attorney, I withdrew the expert from the case because of Walter's unwillingness to pay the bill, his behavior, and my unwillingness to subject myself and my staff any longer to this nightmare client's behavior. My attorney prepared a release that specified the expert was being withdrawn from the case. We would not pursue payment for her deposition if the attorney and her husband agreed in writing to not harm the reputation of our firm. The attorney could make arrangements to pick up the file if she wanted, but her husband was not allowed in our business. We received the signed agreement back and hoped we would never hear Walter's name again. Not only did I lose the funds for the expert services, but I also had to pay my attorney a fee to create the release. Without a nursing expert witness, the attorney had to drop the hospital as the defendant. The case went to trial against the physician. The jury came back with a defense verdict. Walter was deeply distraught over how his mother died. Any compassion I felt for him was eroded by his explosive anger. It made him a frightening person to deal with, and I began to see him as a huge bully. We learned from Walter's behavior that it is difficult, if not impossible, to deal with a man with these issues. Our attempts to be compassionate and supportive and understanding were effective up to a point, but we eventually burned out. Walter could not put any boundaries on his grief and anger. First, he was angry with the doctors and nurses, and then he turned that anger on us. The final PS of the story is that Walter sent me a request months later to connect with me on LinkedIn. I ignored it. If you are ever approached by a family member who wants to play the role of an attorney, stay far away from that case. I would love to hear your suggestions for other topics that you would like to have me cover. You can reach me at pateyer@legalnursebusiness.com. And I would also like to invite you to have a conversation with me. I'm looking for LNCs who are serious about building their businesses and would like to have guidance so they can get more clients, make more money, and not miss out on big opportunities. All you need to do is to complete a simple form at http:// LNC.tips/need help, and we'll see if we're a match to set up a call. Be sure to look at the book I described in this show, How to Manage Your LNC Business, Stop Being Frustrated by These Issues, and get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and start applying the information to make life easier for you. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.